happen as the SEPTA transit strike leaves thousands of commuters in Philadelphia stranded, there's one group that sees the picketers as a goldmine. Taxi and Uber drivers, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Cruising around Old City during rush hour, taxi driver Baba Tunde expresses his mood.
I'm very, very happy. I want this strike to be continued.
That's because no subways, buses, or trolleys means more business for Tunde. How much more does that mean each shift?
Strike was started. I'm making like $300.
And how does that compare to a non-strike?
Oh, when there's no strike, yeah. I'm making $100, $120.
Part of that, he says, has to do with all the traffic from more cars on the road. The longer he and a passenger sit in a taxi, the more money he makes. The same is true for Uber drivers. During high demand times, Uber passengers are charged more per trip. That's been happening a lot more often during the strike.
Hello?
Good morning. How you doing? It's your Uber driver. I'm here. I'm going to park on the right in front of the Park 8 on 8th parking lot.
That's Uber driver Chris Kevins about to pick up passenger Khalil Craig near the convention center.
Everybody got somewhere to be.
Craig's from North Philly and came to Center City to run some afternoon errands, knowing her usual bus wasn't available.
Like, you can't stop what you're doing just because transportation is cut off. You still got to keep pushing. You got to let them know we don't need you. We're going to find a way to do what we got to do.
The Uber driver, Kevins, says it's a case of basic economics.
It's about the demand. Everybody wants rides because everybody has to get to work, school, and events on the weekend and things like that. So they need reliable transportation.
Both Uber and Lyft reported that since the strike started midnight on Monday, ridership has been up 50%. And they no longer have to look over their backs for the PPA coming after them. That's because today in Harrisburg, Governor Tom Wolf signed a law legalizing ride sharing across the state.
And I want to thank the legislature for working with me to finally pass, a long-term solution that will allow ride-sharing companies like Uber, like Lyft, to operate everywhere in Pennsylvania.
And as long as SEPTA management and its workers remain at a stalemate over a new contract, they both will be running a very lucrative operation in Philadelphia. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.